You are listening to the audio production of The Sum and Substance of the Gospel, The Christ-Centered Piety of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, introduced and edited by Nathan A. Finn and Aaron Lumpkin, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Reformation Heritage and is read by Simon Bubb. The Life and Piety of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, 1834-1892. According to the late evangelical theologian Carl F. H. Henry, 1913-2003, Charles Haddon Spurgeon is one of evangelical Christianity's immortals. Spurgeon was one of the best-known pastors in church history and perhaps the most famous preacher of the modern era. During his lifetime, he pastored the largest Protestant church in the world, the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London. His preaching attracted believers and skeptics from every walk of life in a context where dissenters from the established Church of England were considered to be of a lower social class. His published sermons were read all over the English-speaking world and continue to provide spiritual nourishment to present-day believers. Most of his almost 140 books were bestsellers when they were published, and many of them are still read today. Contemporary Christians honour Spurgeon's name in many ways. In England, at least two Baptist churches are named in Spurgeon's honour. In the American Midwest, an association of Calvinistic Southern Baptist churches is named after the preacher. Several American seminaries own aspects of Spurgeon's legacy. For several years, Reformed Theological Seminary, RTS, in Orlando, Florida, hosted an annual Spurgeon lecture series dedicated to Calvinistic Baptist life, thought, and ministry, while Western Seminary in Portland, Oregon, sponsors a minister's fraternal named the Spurgeon Fellowship. Spurgeon's name is especially identified with Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Kansas City, which houses his personal library, sponsors an annual lecture as part of their Spurgeon Center for Biblical Preaching, and renamed their undergraduate program Spurgeon College. Anecdotally, one still regularly finds young men named Charles Spurgeon, Spurgeon, or even Haddon in honor of the famed preacher. Not surprisingly, Spurgeon remains an especially beloved figure among pastors, where esteem for him reaches across a variety of boundaries. Though a Baptist, his enduring popularity transcends his own ecclesial tradition. Though a Calvinist, he is appreciated by many Arminians and others who would differ with his view of God's sovereignty. Though an Englishman, Spurgeon is admired well beyond the British Isles and even outside the English-speaking world. He has been called the Prince of Preachers and the Heir of the Puritans. Many fundamentalists claim Spurgeon as one of their own, or at least a forerunner, because of his separation from the Baptist Union during the downgrade controversy. Though there is much to appreciate about Spurgeon, the purpose of this book is to hold him forth as a model of Christ-centered piety, as evidenced in his preaching, his voluminous writings, and even his personal correspondence. Early life and ministry. Charles Spurgeon was born June 19, 1834, to John and Eliza Spurgeon in the English village of Kelvedon in Essex. When Charles was around 18 months old, due to economic hardship, his parents sent him to live with his paternal grandparents in the nearby village of Stambourne. His grandfather, James Spurgeon, pastored the Independent Church in Stambourne for 54 years. The Independents were a dissenting tradition with roots in the Congregationalist wing of the Puritan movement. James owned an extensive library that included many Puritan works. This library proved helpful to Charles during his formative years. Charles was something of a prodigy, and by the age of 5 or 6, he was already reading works such as Fox's Book of Martyrs and Pilgrim's Progress, and reading publicly as part of family worship in his grandparents' home. After 5 years with his grandparents, Charles moved back in with his parents, who by this time had relocated to the larger town of Colchester. John Spurgeon was employed as a clerk in a coal merchant's office and was serving as pastor of the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?